Hello and welcome to Soulful Valley, the podcast for people who want to improve their quality of life through caring about their mental, emotional and spiritual well-being. I'm your host, Katie Carey, and I will be sharing wisdom and ideas from myself and some expert authors, coaches and energy healers that could be just what you need to hear to transform your life today. Hello and welcome back to Soulful Valley. It's the night before Christmas Eve when I'm recording this, and it feels like a very different Christmas this year with so many people that I won't get to be seeing. But I wish you all the merriest Christmas that's possible and an absolutely brighter new year. This week we had Kathy Riley in to talk to us all about energy alignment and connecting with your intuition and understanding the difference between your intuition saying a yes or saying a no, which is something that I was stuck with for years. Or, well, I had really good intuition. I basically ignored it for years. But that's quite a powerful tool if you can practice that and work out what's a yes for you and what's a no, and why you're resisting the yeses or the nos. Why you're resisting whichever. When you can feel that you want to say no and then you say yes, you know, this ends up with all kinds of resentments. So it's a really good tool to know the difference between whether you feel it's the right thing for you to do to say yes or no to something. Because saying yes just because you want to please other people is not helpful at all. You're not serving yourself and you're not serving them. So it's a good lesson to think about. I thought this evening I'd do a brief meditation. So as long as you're not in a car, this will be fine for you to do. So if you'd like to get yourself seated comfortably or lay down, relax your hands in your lap, facing upwards, and take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. In through your nose and out through your mouth. In through your nose and out through your mouth. Now, visualize cords coming from your root chakra down into the center of the earth. And you can wrap those cords around something or anchor them in, so that you can feel that strong grounding. Take another cord from your sacral chakra and again throw that into the ground, into the center of the earth. And let's do some even stronger grounding and take a cord from the solar plexus and throw that down into the earth too. And then let's go up to the crown chakra and imagine double doors opening at the top of your head and pure white, beautiful light pouring through into your crown chakra, clearing and cleansing your crown chakra. moving down into your third eye chakra, clearing and cleansing your third eye. Then we'll move down into your throat chakra, clearing and cleansing your throat. Then we'll go down to the heart chakra and clear and cleanse your heart with this pure white light. Then we'll go down to the solar plexus and we'll clear and cleanse our solar plexus with this beautiful shining pure white light. Moving on down into the sacral chakra, clearing and cleansing this beautiful light. And then down into the root chakra. And we'll clear and cleanse the root chakra with this beautiful light. And now we're going to come back to the room. Place your right hand on your heart and your left hand on top of it. And take three deep breaths in through your nose and out through your mouth. In through your nose. Through your mouth, in through your nose, and out through your mouth. And then I want you to place your hands on your belly and do the same thing again. In through your nose, out through your mouth, in through your nose. And out through your mouth, in through your nose, out through your mouth. And then finally, place your left hand on your heart and your right hand on your belly and take those breaths again, in through your nose and out through your mouth. In through your nose and out through your mouth. In through your nose and out through your mouth. And slowly and gently bring your attention back into the room. Wiggle your fingers and your toes. And have a little shake around. That's all for this evening. I thought I'd bring you something a little bit different. So, do have a lovely Christmas. We've got some amazing guests still to come the rest of this year. And then I've got some awesome guests booked in for January. I've just booked an interview with Yasmin Boland, the Hay House author of Moonology, and Sandy Forster, the author of How to Be Wildly Wealthy. So I'm sure you will all enjoy all of the episodes that I've got coming up for you. So until the next time, bye for now. So ask yourself, is this for me? Give yourself some boundaries. Learn to trust your intuition. Thank you for listening to the Soulful Valley podcast.
I hope that you've heard something today that makes your life a little lighter. Our aim is to share love, light and wisdom, and to raise consciousness and ease suffering. If you've enjoyed this show, please subscribe, rate and review, and let others know about this podcast if you think they would benefit from listening to it. For a free EFT guide, or to join my Alignment Seekers free Facebook group, or to work with me one-to-one,
you can find more information at Soulful Valley on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter, and you can email me at soulfulvalleypodcast@gmail.com. Bye for now.